Praise the Lord, and welcome once more to the Signs of the Times International Roundtable. Good afternoon, Pastor Olson. We're glad to have you with us. Dr. Evans, we're glad to have him with us. He always smiles when I say he's Chancellor of King's College. I don't know if he hasn't kicked me under the table yet, so I guess I'm all right. Hallelujah. But we'd like to talk about today the New Age Roundtable. It concerns Oprah. And of course, we just finished the last time with the Obama Roundtable. And aside from the fact that Oprah is a supporter of Obama, whom we discussed in that roundtable, Oprah and friends are about to teach a course identifying a New Age Christ. I'm not sure, but I think this might be a she-god, not a he-god. It doesn't say in the information I have, but I would almost bet the bank on it. Okay. Any comments? Dr. Evans.
Well, I haven't heard too much about this yet, but if it's anything that their church has to do with, and they both go to the same church, in case you didn't know that, both go to the very same church. That's how she got involved overseas with her orphanage, through that church. I would warn people, look out, it's not good.
I would agree with that. And since Oprah, brethren, is the queen of TV talk shows, she's positioned well to affect millions and millions of people. Reportedly, Oprah began teaching a year-long course on her radio show on this New Age Christ. It began in January, I believe. And it's called A Course in Miracles. I think miracles would sound familiar to Dr. Evans. I know he doesn't know a lot about this, but let's just see what he has to say.
Well, first of all, the Word of God clearly teaches that a miracle is something that's beyond any human help. There's no way you can do it humanly. A miracle is something that only comes from Almighty God. And some of the things that I've heard her say are not really miracles. They're things that if you have the money, if you have the power, you can do these things. So they're not a miracle.
And if you know the right doctors, right? Thank God we know Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I really believe that we have to understand what a miracle is, that it's supernatural. It's something that Almighty God does. In fact, every time there's a healing, you know, a lot of times we give all this credit even to a doctor, but the only one who can really truly heal is God who made us. Miracles is something that it's Almighty God. It's to His credit, not to our credit. And I just want to leave it at that.
Well, I believe if you really have a good doctor, he'll give the credit to Almighty God. I had that happen to me. Even though he wasn't saved and needed to get saved, I refused to have an operation. I told him if he could help me without making a hole that isn't already in my body, he could help me. Well, it did help me. And he walked in my room the next day, pointed up to the ceiling and said it wasn't me. So if you do have a God, he'll admit it wasn't him. Amen. Dr. Evans.
Yes, remember that healings and miracles are two different things. A miracle, only God can do it. Healing can take place through drugs. Well, it doesn't really, but sometimes people do get healing or relief, basically relief. But miracles only come from God.
Amen. And I did say relief because most drugs give relief only through covering up the symptoms and giving you something else. All right. Reportedly now, those who finish this miracles course will have a redefined spiritual mind. Here it comes now. That is to say, they will believe that there is no sin for anyone. Isn't that interesting? No evil, no devil, and this course was received in a way that will amaze you. It was received by a witchcraft type of practice. It's called channeling. It was received by its author. Her last name is Williamson. I don't know what her first name is. And this spirit guide channeled the information and told her to write this book. And believe it or not, that spirit said its name was Jesus. You can comment on anything you want to, but if you would and you understand channeling, I'd like to have you explain that to the people. Dr. Evans.
Basically, channeling is when a demon spirit, and I didn't stutter, I said when a demon spirit speaks to an individual who doesn't know God's voice, but they think that it is God, that they receive the information the demon spirit is giving to them. This is New Age all the way. It hasn't changed. It may be under a new name. It may be swept under the carpet. But basically, all that is a demon spirit talking to somebody. And demon spirits do talk to people. And they don't know God's voice, so they're receiving it as divine revelation from Almighty God. But the best way to check it, God said, we can't add anything to His book, or we can't take anything away from His book. And when we look at this, it's add-ons. They're adding to His book.
Amen. And he's not stuttering. He just preached so hard a minute ago. He's got himself a little bit hoarse. Pastor Ralston.
Well, praise the Lord. There's no doubt in my mind that what we're seeing here is philosophy. If you were to look at some of the things that are being purported here and you were to line it up side by side with God's Word, you would see the differences quite drastically. And this is the danger of all this. A lot of people do not understand what God's Word is trying to say because they're not spending time with God's Word nor the God of the Word. Amen. So as a result, it's a lot of philosophy. It's a lot of false information coming from a demon spirit. And it's things that will get you to turn away from Almighty God and begin to look at yourself and what you can do all by yourself, that you can be like a God yourself. That's what New Age teachings are all about. And, of course, there is nothing new under the sun. This is something that's been going on for a long time. It's all false.
If you're way up high in this type of religion, the demon spirits that have empowered you, they have a controlling spirit, and they can control others, whether it's in this country or clear around the world, they can control them with all this false information. And we see Paul dealt with it in the Bible. We see him casting out spirits. We see him telling people that these people were demon-possessed. You remember the lady that said, truly, these are God's servants. Listen to them. Well, it sounded good, but right away Paul recognized this was a demon spirit because a woman was involved in witchcraft, in channeling, in telling the future. And that's what we saw.
Amen. Excellent example from the Bible. And you heard both these brethren, including myself, mention the words New Age. And in New Age, quite often, the deity of New Age is feminine. God is a woman. I don't have proof that that's what this is about, but I'll guarantee you, if you can open the back door, she's there. All right. You both have been right in everything you've been saying, but what I'd like to tell you is that this is a course on mind training, and it's dedicated to thought reversal. What it does, it actually reverses Bible truths. That's exactly what's happening here. 1 Peter 5:8 says, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, this course is in book form, and I'm sure it's in other places, but it's purportedly being sold in Robert Schuller's Crystal Cathedral bookstore. Any comments? Dr. Evans.
Well, if you remember Robert Schuller, and we're not being critical just because he's a different church, but he's the fella that he had the big news forecast on, raising money because he was in Israel at the Weeping Wall, telling us all the things that were going on. When somebody found out, he was sitting in his office with a picture of the Weeping Wall behind him, and he was right there in good old California and had never left. He was lying through his teeth, and some of these people do that just for money, for power, for fame, and you need to watch out.
Well, I tell you, if these books are being put out as teaching materials, the only type of people that I believe that are going to be looking into those are particularly, with, if they're doing it with all their heart, is itching people, people that have an itching problem, itchy ear problem. They only just want to hear something new. They become dissatisfied with the Word of God because they're not trusting the Lord, and so it becomes very, very dangerous. The Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A lot of people look at the Word of God as being something that's old and it's ancient. We want something new, and that's a big mistake.
Pastor Ralston is entirely right there that they're looking for something new. But even that is false, because this new age is not new at all. It's old occultism warmed over, It has nothing to do with anything new whatsoever. The Bible even says there's nothing new under the sun. And Pastor Olson just quoted, the Lord Himself is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all this business of we're going to teach you something new is nothing but a false lie. Now, I want to tell you this. The course, purportedly, is to help humanity through troubled times. It's the plan of the Antichrist, in my opinion. That's exactly what that is. If they're trying to help people through troubled times, the troubled times they're trying to help them through, their boss is the one that's actually causing them to happen. Now, the Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Here are some of what the course teaches. There is no sin, and this is going to be the last shot at this. A slain Christ has no meaning. The journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. The name of Christ is a symbolic name of all gods. There is no need for salvation. Now, if you all don't have something to say about this one, any comment?
I believe I can answer all of them just by answering the first one. The Bible says every man has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. Every one of us. And every one of us is in need of a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. And we have to be washed in His blood. We have to receive Him as Lord and Savior. We have to confess our sins. And we have to live a life for Him. Now, if we have no sins, the sad part of it is, we can never be saved. I mean, there's no way to get salvation. We're going to die just like we are, and we're going to go to hell, and that's not a place that any Christian wants to go to, and it's not a place that any Christian shall go to.
Pastor Ralston, I can see he's ready to go.
Pastor Evans took the verse I was going to use, so I'll use another one. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. No one is righteous, no, not one. That simply says that everybody is a sinner. Now, to say that the cross is of no value, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why God sent His Son, because He knew that we were all dying and going to go to hell. He sent His Son at the appropriate time, at the correct time, at the appointed time, that we might be saved from our sins. What was the purpose of the cross? Amen. He lived a life that was perfect on this earth. But a sacrifice needed to take place for the sake of all our sins. And unless our sins were atoned for, unless our sins were forgiven, we would all end up in hell. One of the most significant things about the Scriptures, and especially as we learn about it in the New Testament, in the Gospels, and the goodness of all that is what Jesus did when He went to the cross and He died on the cross and He did it for our lives. He shed His perfect blood. See, He was righteous. He was the righteous one. He was the good one. And when He shed that precious blood, those who would put their faith in Him would have forgiveness of all their sins and would be guaranteed, and they would know they were guaranteed heaven for all eternity. And thus they would begin to live their life for Almighty God, not just now, but for all eternity. They would have the promise of eternal life. Wow, to take away the cross is just to take away the whole hope. So that tells me immediately that this New Age thing that's being brought forth is a hopeless gospel, and it's none at all.
True.
Very true. Amen. Now, let's ask this question, and I'll just finish this up unless you really want to add to it. If there is no sin, who would say such a thing? Why, Satan himself. I thought of this as you both were talking. And why would Satan say there's no sin? Why? So he can get your soul. Because if there's no sin, then you don't need Jesus. You don't need salvation. And he's got you good. Now, they're both saying verses, so I got to go back and get a verse so I won't look bad here. And I want to read 1 Peter 5:8 to you again. Your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion. And he walketh about seeking you, my friend, to devour. Will you let him devour you? The last day's signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, our friends.
This message, along with 200 more, our free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing. That is how this roundtable audio and many others are paid for, that we might offer them to you free and to others. To Signs, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, LISLE, NY 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.